In late September, the Republican Party of Florida's executive board voted to oppose the retention of three Supreme Court justices, Fred Lewis, Barbara Perriente, and Peggy Quince. The party joins the voices of several groups like Americans for Prosperity and Committee to Defend Justice from Politics who have recently already come out with TV attack ads. This is the first time a Florida political party has taken a position on a race that's been traditionally nonpartisan since the merit retention process began in the 1970s. Several groups have come out against the state GOP's decision to oppose the justices, and now three Republican lawmakers are adding their names to the mix, including outgoing Senator Paula Dockery, whose term limited.
I am a Republican. I'm disappointed that my party took this route. There are a lot of Republicans who are standing up and stating that they don't agree with this, mostly people who are in the justice system, a lot of attorneys who know that this could have a chilling effect on the outcome of cases. And that's the worst thing that could happen for our government in terms of separate but equal branches.
Other Republicans, like Senators Rene Garcia and Dennis Jones, have come out saying the move sets a bad precedent. But Republican Party of Florida spokesman Brian Burgess disagrees. He called the effort a grassroots movement. He says the 38 people on the executive board who voted for opposing the justices are speaking for the people who elected them.
If those senators oppose, that's fine. Everybody's free to do that. The Republican Party is a big tent party. We believe in a lot of inclusion. But those people are out of step with the grassroots of the Republican Party. The grassroots believe that these justices have repeatedly politicized the court by doing things that are extra legal and by essentially ruling so far outside of what the law essentially requires.
While Governor Rick Scott and Attorney General Pam Bondi have not taken a clear stance, Chief Financial Officer Jeff Atwater says while he has no qualms about his party's decision, he personally would not have gone in the same direction. Meanwhile, Republicans like former Senator Alex Villalobos from Miami say the move by the state Republican Party does more harm than good. If the three justices are removed, it will be the first time since the beginning of the merit retention process that a justice will have lost their race due to a vote. Scott's selections would be based on recommendations from members of the Judicial Nominating Commission, some of whom were selected by Scott. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.